city manager.
City manager usually sits to the left of me.
All right.
Of course, that depends on where.
That's okay. We'll do that, and then I'll have the county administrator on that end.
So they can cross off.
The attorney.
Hey, this could be a side job for me.
I don't have a card for him, Jimmy Goody.
He doesn't need a card. He's just. We can tell him. He'll be glad to sound the room.
I hear the button. And is that all of the ones you have? Because I'm seeing we have people on the ends.
Yeah, we only have six.
Sure.
Hi, Angel.
Hi.
How are you?
Did I get everybody set up? Did I get everybody set up now?
I didn't know how it was all meetings.
She's there, he's there,
that's there.
What?
We got a problem with the holding this grip, so we don't know.
I'm in relation to them, business workshop,
We have attempted to contact her, but we're not able to, so we don't know what her status is.
She said she'd actually be here today.
She will be here. Okay.
Thank you very much, Matt Clark. I appreciate you doing a roll call. Ms. Perry, so good job. There were you on us momentarily. Council and commissioners, I'd ask that you were doing speaking photograph of my home years here, or if you're not speaking to my. It's been well known that our clerk team picked you up in the microphone. So, with that, I'll ask Madam President and City Council, Ms. Sue Conlon, if you'll listen to this discussion.
Certainly, thank you very much. What you have in front of you today is.
Is that turned on?
Was it turned on?
It's on the side.
Okay, what we have in front of you today is the City of Allen, Marion County Water and Wastewater Service Territorial Agreement that was signed in 1996 by our two bodies. and it outlines the territorial boundary that we are living under today. And also, there are some of the things that you're contemplating today and in the future is also addressed in this document, and that's all we have to deal with you today. The other document you have is the coastal wastewater reclaimed arid water interlocal agreement that we've been working on the past months. And we're just going to take 3 minutes to walk through that, walk through the terms and conditions of that agreement. The first page you'll see the beginning of the definitions. We're going to kind of go pass through that. You can read that at your leisure. And start with actually the definition 1.24, which is the wholesale area. That is the Ocala Meadows property, and the real property is described in the attached exhibits A and B plus the map. And those items are attached to the map of this document. They are listed under postal ID numbers, and then there's also a map. And the areas in blue, the blue patched areas are the Ocala Meadows properties, and the solid blue areas are properties that are additional properties around that intersection, as shown on the map. And there is a roll-up of that intersection in front of you as well. Mr. Halpin from the city has provided us, so you can see what properties are involved. Okay, getting into the details of the agreement. Item 2, county's wholesale purchase, rates, and charges. The county agrees to purchase up to 150,000 gallons per day of wastewater capacity from the city at a rate of $6.90 per 1,000 gallons. And under 2.2, the county agrees to purchase 150,000 gallons per day of reclaimed water from the city at a rate of $0.09 per 1,000 gallons. The terms of those purchases are found in section 3 on the next page, 3.1. The term of the agreement will run 7 years from the commencement date, and of course, by mutual agreement, we can modify these terms at any time. This agreement, of course, is for 7 years, and so under 3.2 is describing the expiration of this agreement. 3.2.1, the county's customers within the wholesale area served by the county shall, at the option of the city, become city customers for the utility services. So what we're saying here is that when this agreement expires, the city has the option of those customers that are affected in this agreement to become the city's customers. The details of that are outlined below that. We won't read through all of that detail by detail. If you go to the next page, under 3.2.2, if the city does not exercise the option, then the city will discontinue providing utility services under this agreement. We go on down to section 4, construction and ownership of the required connection facilities. We're going to designate for you on the map where those connections will be. It is on this map that's been provided. And there's an arrow pointing to the location where the connection is going to be made. You can review that. Are there any questions about that? It will be the intersection of Northeast 49th Street and West Anthony Road. Okay, continuing on that, in 4.2, each party will be responsible for securing the easements and the right-of-ways necessary for construction of the connection facilities within their respective service areas. And 4.3, the city will design and permit the connection facilities, including those to be constructed within the county service area, and the county will join in with all current applications and shall, and the design will be subject to the county's review. We'll go skip down to 4.5, construction costs. The party, both of us, the county and city, have estimated the construction cost for the connection facilities to be $1,320,000. The county will pay for $1 million of those estimated construction costs, and the city will pay for $320,000 of that construction cost. If there is an overrun, we will split the additional construction cost 50-50 up to a cap of $1,500,000. We did that because that number is exceeded. Then we get into the details of paragraph A and D, which I won't go into. But we will skip forward to 4.6. That says the county shall cause the construction of all connection facilities to be substantially completed by June the 30th. And then down to 5.1.1, July 1st will be the commencement date. So we're anticipating construction to be complete on June the 30th, and we commence on July 1st. Section 6 on the next page, meters, reading, and billing. The city will provide separate meters for each utility service provided to the county. The size of the meters will be determined by the city. This is 6.2. 6.3, the meters will indicate flow with an area not to exceed plus or minus 5%. 6.4, the city will have access to all the meters regardless of their location. And 6.5, the city will establish the commencement date and the read date, which will be the date of the month when the meters are read. One of the items in our current agreement that was not contemplated at the time of the territorial agreement is reclaimed water. And that's one of the things that we are addressing in this. And that's done in Section 7. Reclaimed water is going to be sold to the county and will be supplied by the city from our reclaimed water system. And the 7.2 simply says that that water will meet all the regulations in effect at the time of delivery. The remainder of the document is, as I understand, one of the legal requirements that we're putting in case there's default. There's some information there for if we further terminate the agreement for whatever reason. But I would draw your attention to item 12 that says that this agreement, we all agree that there's no part of this agreement that is not permitted under the original wholesale agreement. And I think that's important because we're working under this agreement, and we continue to work under this agreement. And I think that, we talked a lot about trust through the years and not trusting one another. And I think the important component of that is when we enter into agreements, we hold ourselves to those agreements. And so that's what I'm trying to do here. You will see when you go through Section 5 of this agreement that we've addressed each one of those points in the new agreement, and you'll be able to reference that back and forth. That is all I have now. Following all that, our signature pages, and that is the basic outline of the agreement. So I'll open for questions for either of us. If there's a technical question, we have both of the directors of the utilities here, and also legal counsel if there's a question regarding legality.
First, I want to thank you for being such a major part of this initial working at the time. You've spent many hours on the ground language as well as I did. But I also want to thank our staff and our county administrator and city attorney in getting there were some of those days when they didn't agree on some time because they actually did come up with what I consider a great agreement. Commissioners and councilmen, this is still in draft form. This is not etched in stone on any of the agreements that have been presented to you. So if you look through it and there's something that concerns, we absolutely want to cover that today. So my hope is that we can walk out of here with a good, solid, mutual, and all of agreement to address this issue and keep keep in mind, the goal all along was to service the customer in that area most efficiently as we can. I believe that this agreement addresses all of that. But as Ms. Hallmark just said, if there's questions or concerns, we open it up to this discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, when you go to 5.1, we start on the commencement date, and you go to 5.1.2, and it talks about catalog medical requests. Do we have a date certain when this request will come in, will this contact meet their needs?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I think the answer to that is yes. Our utility director, county administrator, city utility director, and county manager have been in direct contact with the property owners of Cal Meadows. And as we speak, I believe there's an agreement being constructed that they're going to execute.
Okay. These time frames will be discussed prior to this work.
These are part of their timeline as well.
That's our.
Okay.
Amen.
If you want to read through it, or any questions? Obviously, this goes without saying, but I will say it anyway. My hope is that we can all agree on this today, and it will be presented at our next scheduled board meeting for approval and execution. Same thing with the city.
Yes, that is not the guy. Mr. Owen?
Somebody.
Mr. Owen?
What's the next? We were talking about the next meeting, then we will have.
The final plat.
We got a meeting next week, correct?
Next week.
So we're talking next week?
Next week. If there's any changes that need to be made, we're hoping to incorporate those tomorrow and get it all back to you for approval. And then it'll be on the agenda item for us next Tuesday.
A couple of comments and oh, sorry. Nothing more fun than an open mic. Again, your view, Commissioner, that there's been tremendous amount of staff work. Obviously, whenever we met January 31st, it's been fascinating here. I appreciate that you can honestly turn stuff. I appreciate all commissioners taking time to meet today. And just a couple of things as we move forward and asking each one of the commissioners and obviously the council members as a whole. City just read the section 12, we want to make sure that the sanctity of the 1996 territory agreement stays intact and we're not in any way violating that. We had to have this meeting today because of the territorial agreement. We had to have a separate agreement because of the territorial agreement. All of the answers that are now coming forward and the sensible approach, and you talked about the ratepayers and taxpayers, and that's all why we're here and we're trying to move forward is the best way possible for the ratepayers and taxpayers. My question for the commissioners is how soon can we address the territorial agreement? Because even going back as early in 96, when you read this on the 4.1, they actually put language in there that says recognizing. Excuse me, I got to get my glasses. The future circumstance is coupled with good engineering practice and economical operation may necessitate alterations to the territorial boundary. That's exactly where we're at today. Yeah, go back to Calmettis, here the MR, we've got a developer up there that wants to make things happen on the north side, we're all ready to have this. They're gonna build their own utility system, and obviously the county's, yeah, we appreciate y'all not doing that, let's do some other options. And the options that presented, going back, I think your workshop in December that I attended, across the street, the options of tying into Silver Springs, I think everyone agrees that Silver Springs needs to come offline, but that was an option at the time. The other options going, and the other, just all of these options that are out there. And the roof board, this has been great, staff has done a tremendous job, I'm comfortable with all this, but it just again goes to show the urgent need, we're here today because of the territory agreement to have a separate meeting and a separate piece of paper, a second document that creates a lot of time and work for Mr. Gooding, and create the same, because we got this piece of paper that restricts us from doing anything, so we gotta get over here to create another. And then it just, I think, an answer from everybody, and what is the mission, what is the goal, what is the philosophy? There are areas that are contiguous in and around the city, as we're seeing right here with Calmettis, that the public, in their best interest, is going to be better served by the city and the county continuing to partner. And so my question is, how many workshops, how much staff time, how much are we gonna continue to do, because we wanna maintain the sanctity of the 1996 agreement, when we're over here today feeling warm and fuzzy about having created a document that kind of, we wanna keep that Bible intact, but we need to come over here and write the Bible lesson chapter, because this is what's working, and this is what's economical. And so as we move forward, I'm just asking the five of y'all, how quickly, is it gonna be a year, is it gonna be next Tuesday, after we vote on that, can we address the territory of the agreement?
If you don't mind, I'd like to say that this has been a discussion among your council president and myself for a number of weeks now. My goal all along was to make sure that we could meet and mutually agree on the similar agreement today. Then we could move into what I consider the territorial agreement and bring it more up to date. She's agreed to start working on it, I've agreed to start working on it. Now I've got to get commissioners to agree to that and allow me to be the contact person, and I'll send you and get council blessing as well. But my plan is to start on it ASAP. Next Tuesday, if everything goes according to plan, if everyone is in favor of the honorable agreement that we're here to discuss today, sometime in the part of the week, or early part of the fall, we will have our first meeting. So I don't know how long that will take. My fear all along was that we may run into some minor details, or even some huge details in the territorial agreement that would bog it down, and we'd never get around to getting our customer that we need satisfied. So that's why I wanted to do the interlocal agreement that we're talking about today first. Get that down so the customer knows that he's got service. City knows your obligation, the county knows their obligation. And then we can get into the details of the territorial agreement. That's our focus. So the answer, I guess, is as quickly as we can get it all rolling in.
I guess just the question is that the move? I'm sorry. Is that the move of the commission as a whole? Because there's going to continue to move forward. There are areas north of 40, there are areas south of 40, the east, west, all those areas. And just, I mean, I look at me just being in staff time, but we had to create this document of going back again to the 96 agreement and addressing that as we can get growing businesses, growing services, and just like that as we take each one of them, and then we move forward. So that's my question, is just the commission as a whole, do they agree that we need to look at a territory agreement and revise the one from 96 that we're calling the bond?
I guess what I'm about to say,
you're a public agent, I guess. First of all, I'd like to thank Charlie and Susie for bringing a resolution to this. I know sometimes it becomes contentious, and sometimes it takes a little bit longer to work things out, but it did get worked out. I utilized the apple theory, Daniel. This is one bite of the apple versus trying to consume the apple at one time. I believe the next step, we should immediately start discussing the Northwest Corridor. You know, there's a lot of large property owners out there. There's a lot of businesses that are starting to develop. That's going to be the next State Road 200. You do have some infrastructure in place, and we need to talk about the big picture so there's clarity that the property owners, the future business people, and the developers have as to where the services we're going, who's going to provide the services, will they be provided at, and where are they stuffed down, so they can make better plans for their development. So I say as soon as they schedule the next meeting, then we need to go directly into that, so.
Well, that's great, wonderful, and we know, but again, trust, I mean, the city's kind of being asked to be blindfolded, and we're going to take that apple, I just hope it's an apple we get handed, so I appreciate those comments.
What do you want to do, Will?
And I was just going to say, you know, there's a lot of things that the city and county need to work on together, and I think this is a great first step. Thank you, Tom, again, Suzy, for all her hard work. Thank you, Guy. And Jimmy, I know y'all put in a lot of hours, and we and Matt, everyone has worked really hard, and I'm just glad to actually see one of our joint ventures come to fruition. And I think it's really important that what we keep in mind is what's the best interest of the taxpayers of this county, because when you live in the city, when you live in the county, you live in the county, it doesn't matter, and they win, we all pay for it. So I think we're always the opportunities that we can provide better service for less money. We have to take a look at this.
I'm wondering if we're chairman. I'm talking about any agreement that anyone wants to talk about. My thought has always been, even as a brand, even when I talk with folks around our community, that we should better serve every citizen, not just the citizens of Ocala or the city of Ocala, but we could serve this entire county, and we should draw that line around the entire county. We should all get together with us, the city of Denell, the city of Bellevue, and we should have a master plan. I don't want to talk with Jeff about it. Silver Spring would be a perfect area. Eventually, it could be one huge master plan that we could deliver services to this entire community. And I think I would be remiss if we didn't talk about it in that form and fashion, and we could get rid of all these lines, in my opinion, and we could serve the citizens of Marion County together so much better than we can, no matter where we draw this line.
Well, since I'm lying.
Councilman, I hope you guys can answer to your question. I think we're ready to work on it. And it's not going to be an overnight deal.
Oh, absolutely.
But we are. I'm willing to put in the time to see that it happens.
You still got a few months left. We're going to ride you a little bit.
I think it's, from what I'm concerned, as we went through these discussions, I said to Chairman Stone at one point, you know, the people that sit in these seats drew the lines. We can erase them or redraw them or do whatever we need to do to them to make them work, because these are from 1996. Things have changed. So, just give me time.
First of all, I'd like to thank Commissioner Stone and Councilor Rosen Heimbachel for the hard work and, of course, our county administrator Lee and city manager Matt for all the hard work they've done. I have a technical question, maybe a flip or Jeff can answer it. Can you guys speak a little bit to how the construction process would be? Who's going to be in charge of that? It says briefly here, but I don't understand exactly who's going to do what here.
We're on the left side of the table. I want to say, I'm not sure where they are.
Don't go on and hug.
What we're going to do is decide to do that. I'm trying to say this, although the money is that I have in-house staff that does the design anyway for water and wastewater stuff. So we're going to go ahead and design the infrastructure until Calum knows. We're going to go ahead and get permitting, but we need help with the county in permitting because we're going to cross their lines. So there's some things that we got to do, and then we'll keep talking about next meetings.
We've got 9 contractors, underground contractors. They're all local. That we'll put this work out to as soon as we get the papers ready and permit out for us. And we'll receive bids back and go forward.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I wasn't sure how that was going to happen. So we're going to engineer it, and basically you're going to bid it. Is that correct? Okay. So. Any
any other questions concerning them?
If this agreement expires, Mr. Chairman, and it gets conveyed to the city, is there a rate structure for that conveyance, will it stay in the same? I didn't see that actually. What I want is the same thing that's not happening in Regal Springs currently.
The answer to that is, we haven't really gotten to that point. If a set of your expiration, or for some reason this agreement is terminated, we have to enter into some other agreement, financial analysis done, and all that, or I hope it is that we can work on the territorial agreement and get it to some conclusion before this agreement really ever starts, actually. But in case we don't, we have this agreement worked on, but all of that will be addressed in the next agreement, Councilor.
And then as far as going to work on the next part of the agreement, if we draw the lines differently so that the city takes in whatever sections they want, can we really start negotiating until we know what kind of financial analysis will be done on that?
There are parts of the agreement that we can start talking about in discussion, but the meat of the things will require financial analysis. Because we do have infrastructure in that area that provides for them to serve, and we've got to make sure that where they hold our ratepayers are taken care of. So all of that will be done. We did discuss briefly the way the financial analysis perhaps could work, would be that we would consult or hire an outside third party that does not really work for the city, does not work for the county, to do a financial review presented to us.
Right, we would hire that person jointly to do the review for us.
Any other questions? No questions?
So that means that you can wait till Tuesday when you all the rest of the on the side of that, is the city council room to talk about, you know, a complete wastewater and wastewater, whether it's alignments, whether it's whatever that is, are you guys willing to also have a conversation of putting our forces all the way together to serve the entire community? Instead of just drawing, you know, bigger lines for the city, you know, where this, you know, instead of doing all that, we can, because, I mean, our new line, so it looks crazy, you go around, how do you, it just doesn't make sense for us. And so how do we make sense out of this whole thing? And I do think it is kind of really a complete consolidation of our utilities together, would drive the cost down for our customers, and it would be a more efficient way to deliver those services. I just don't know what you all think about that.
Speaking for me, if we have authority, there's absolutely what you say. There's zero reason for a line anywhere. You just have an authority. If we continue to have lines, there's absolutely no reason to have authority. And it's quite honestly, in my opinion, if we were to have a county-wide water authority, the city would gain nothing from that, and the county would gain everything. But that's just me.
So you don't think that the ratepayers for the entire community would gain as well as the city will count?
No, but that's just me. So I'm just, I don't know where everybody else is at, but.
I agree with Daniel. That would only be beneficial for the county.
No.
That's not something that I've contemplated, actually, so I can't say that I've had an answer. I know that we've talked about that, and that's something that I would need to learn more about and learn how, what the effects are both ways, or make a judgment about that.
I have voted for and supported other areas of consolidation, so we have to pick and choose each and every area where it works.
All right, anything else?
Anything else? No other questions? Do you have any closing comments, Ms. Thomas?
just, I appreciate everyone's plans. Your name and terms of all that, you know, $200 a month, you don't get much. We're doing our best.
Starting to think, Barry.
I appreciate your help.
Certainly, our town, that's a lot. A lot of time and putting it together, so hopefully next Tuesday, I'll have my signature and your signature on it. And I'll look forward to taking that next step as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
For public comment?
Sure.
Public, would I just make a comment? Commissioner McLean wants to speak as a citizen. Sorry, we lost that a long time ago. Is there anyone else? No other discussion, then we will, we'll adjourn.
Thank you.
I